Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 1,000 Words. My name is Mark Fleming, and I am the senior photographer here at Yankee Magazine. This month, I've chosen an image from an upcoming story about an unusual and fascinating roadside attraction in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Just off Route 16, only a few miles south of Amherst College, you'll see a weathered sign pointing the way to Nash Dinoland. If you follow the sign and turn up the winding dirt driveway, you'll find yourself standing in front of a humble cinder block building. Inside the building is a treasure trove of dinosaur memorabilia, from small plastic toys to chunks of rock containing million-year-old dinosaur tracks. In 1950, Carlton Nash purchased this small piece of property in Western Mass and started excavating dinosaur tracks. Carlton would then sell these dinosaur tracks to tourists and dinosaur enthusiasts passing by. At the age of 82, Carlton passed away, leaving the business to his son Cornell. The truth of the matter is that when Cornell took over in 1997, the business was starting to decline. Today, Cornell manages a small storefront, but says that most of his business is online. My assignment at Dinoland was to capture the scene, but more importantly, to capture a portrait of Cornell. After spending the morning exploring with Cornell, listening to stories of his father's time on the property, I knew that this was not going to be a traditional portrait. I did not want a smiling Cornell standing triumphantly by his hand-painted sign. That would not have been accurate. Instead, through my conversations with Cornell, I realized that his father's passing had affected him greatly. Despite the declining business, Cornell was keeping Dinoland going, in part, to honor his father's memory. I wanted to create a photograph that helped tell this story. I knew that I wanted to photograph Cornell inside the Dinoland building. I wanted him to be surrounded by the tracks, posters, handwritten signs, and many memories of his father. It was a gloomy day, and the light inside the cinder block building was limited, so I set up a light just outside the window to mimic the look of sunlight streaming in. I positioned Cornell by the window, showed him where the best light would be, and asked him to go through the tracks on the table. I retreated to my shooting position and began taking frames. Every so often, I would quietly inquire about a track, and immediately his expression would change, and he would recall a memory associated with that track. This went on for a few minutes before Cornell finally broke character. He picked up a print, this time not saying a word. Instead, his expression and body language changed dramatically. It was clear that this particular print had triggered a powerful memory. I did not inquire about the memory. Instead, I clicked off three frames before he gently put the print down and resumed his storytelling without missing a beat. I knew immediately that those would be the best frames of the day. Whenever you capture a portrait of someone, you realize just how important moments can be. They are hard to find, especially in a culture where everyone is taught to smile and say cheese for the camera. However, persistence pays off. If you take the time to listen and to watch, you can catch little glimpses where your subject lets down their guard. These are the moments that make great portraits. I've included technical information from the camera below, but if you do have questions, please don't hesitate to leave them in a comment. I'll be sure to get back to you just as soon as I can. Thank you, and stay tuned for another image and another story next month.